Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Shelley. Hello.
And we're talking this week about
partnership, the double kingdom, prayer, our responsibility as the church and working with God
as his partner and partaker.
Praying in the plans of God, stopping the strategies of the devil, and how God works legally.
How God works. And so when we came here to Prayer Mountain, the Lord told us that he's going to raise up a prayer force like a nation's raise up an air force. And that where these prayer forces are to work with God. And we were told particularly about Prayer Mountain because that's where we are. As Reese Howells worked in World War II. Shelley, tell them a little bit about the movie we saw. I don't go to many movies. This is the first movie I've been to in years. But we did go see.
What was the name of it, Mom?
The King's Speech.
Yeah, The King's Speech, based on the King of England during the time of World War II. And he had a speech impediment. He was a stutterer. And it's a movie based on his teacher, who enables him to deliver a defining speech about England's stand against Germany.
And really, to tell you the truth, his brother abdicated the throne. And when he became the king, it was really good for England. But he couldn't speak. He was like Moses. And so that's quite a story. It's a story that they would not let be told until the Queen Mother had died. And so it's quite an inspiring story. I didn't like some of the language in it, but somebody told me when it was going to happen, so I plugged my ears up. And it's just one scene, I think, in the speech doctor's office. But it was an inspiring movie.
Yes.
And Reese Howells was on the scene at that time.
This intercessor.
We're talking about Reese Howells' intercessor because the Lord told me he's going to raise up people and use them like he did. Reese Howells' prayer group at the Bible school during World War II. We're to be used by God in the same way.
Right.
In these last days.
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, I exhort you, therefore, brethren. And it talks about that supplication and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men and for kings. And thank God for Reese House during that time, praying for this King of England.
And we recommend to you King Reese Howell's Intercessor. It's a book by Norman Grubb. We have it here. You can get it from us at 1-800-972-3447. But I'm reading to you some of the things that... God had him prepared through a life of faith, through a life of the Holy Ghost, and they were ready when they were called upon to pray. And as I'm reading to you from 235, as the Nazis poured through Europe, the college stood daily before God. And Reese Howells kept a journal. May 16, 9:30 a.m., the day after Holland had surrendered. Quote, today is probably the greatest battle in history. Can God do something today? Now when the Germans say, we have got the Allies on the run, can God do it? Keep your eyes on God today and get this victory. That's what they were praying in the Bible school. 9:30 a.m., 2 p.m. The Lord has made very plain that the victory is from him and no one else, and he is to have all the glory. God gets at the enemy visibly and invisibly through the army and through us.
Partnership.
Yeah, partnership. The army were the men in the field. But this is partnership. Same day, 5:30. The position is most serious in France. But even if the British and French are fighting against such odds, the Lord is able to bring them through. May 17, 9:30 a.m. God will not do a bit more through you than you have faith for. The victory last night was in seeing that no matter how near the enemy comes, the Holy Ghost is stronger than he. You are more responsible for this victory today than those men on the battlefield. You must be dead to everything else but this fight. Thank God they did it. The Nazis literally could have wiped England off the face of the earth. Now, May 18, 9:30 a.m. Unless God intervenes today in a miraculous way, I believe we've lost. I would be willing to die. Oh, I like this phrase. I would be willing to die, but I cannot afford to die. Neither can we afford that Hitler should live. Oh, Church of the Living God, don't die.
Right.
Stay on the field. Stay in the battle.
Right. Because we need you. God needs you.
God needs you. And he goes on, and oh, it's just wondrous to read through all of his, and those at Dunkirk, lives of young boys were saved, soldiers. And this is the last of the Battle of Dunkirk. When we look back now after these years, many in Britain still recall the terror of those days. Remembering the miracle of Dunkirk, acknowledged by various leaders to be an intervention from God. The calm sea allowing the smallest boats to cross, the most complete evacuation of English troops, and then the lead Mr. Churchill gave to the nation. How thankful we are that God had this company of hidden intercessors whose lives were on the altar day after day as they stood in the gap for the deliverance of Britain. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to the Battle of Britain. The next battle of intercession was over the air raids and the crisis of the Battle of Britain. When Goring made his great attempt to gain mastery of the air in preparation for the invasion of England. In each of these vital matters, nothing was left to chance or a shot-in-the-dark type of praying. Everything was examined in God's presence, and motives were sifted until the Holy Spirit could show his servant intelligently that there was an undeniable claim for prayer to be answered. He always believed that prayer demanded an answer. Mm-hmm. Then faith would stand to the claim and lay hold of the victory, and there would be no rest until he had God's own assurance that faith had prevailed and the victory was certain. It was not just praying and then hoping for the answer. These are quotes from his notes. On September 2, 1940, Rees Howells said, "I want to see if we have a claim to be free from care when these planes are around. We ran to stand in the breach to save the Jewish children from Hitler when he was throwing them out. Can we now claim protection for all these missionaries' children?" He had a school where he had lots and lots of children of missionaries. They lived there, little children. "Unless my faith is equal to the occasion for protection, I should bring every one of the children up to the shelter tonight, and I should be there with them. Must we have fear because others have fear? If I trusted God to bring these properties into being," his estates, remember, his faith was growing while he believed for them, "I'm going to trust God to protect them. I want you to get a foundation for this trust. We need a real foundation for our faith in case the raids will last for months. Can we trust him for the impossible in this, the same as we did in finance? The only thing I'm afraid of is that I should miss God's will. The only thing I am afraid of is that I should miss God's will." Many people are afraid of consequences. I must be clear on this point, for God says, if it is the consequence you're afraid of, don't come to me for protection. There's a great difference between a selfish fear of consequences and wanting God's protection because you have a work to carry out for him. Mm. You know, I think that about my own life. Mm-hmm. I have a work to carry out for him. I can't afford to die.
Right.
I can't afford to be old and decrepit. Mm-hmm. I have to be filled with life and energy.
Right.
I have a work to fulfill.
That's right.
Mom. Now, September 3rd, after a heavy raid in the night, I am sure the Lord took me uptown to see about 2 million pounds worth of property on the ground. I thought, was it worth taking these properties? Is it worth carrying a burden and agonizing for the sake of the kingdom? I saw that these properties will be like what they would be like unless God protects them. I found myself praying in the town as much as I'd prayed for the college the night before. September 4th. The situation in the country because of air raids may become very serious. We've never walked this way before. The important thing is to find out where God is in this. When you are in danger every night, it takes you a long time to be sure that you are under God's protection. Can you say you are safe in the air raids? Has God told you? You may try to use the word of God without having his power behind it. If God is going to deliver from this hell, there will have to be some power released. Unless you are sure of your own victory, you will never be able to pray for the deliverance of the country. We've bound the devil over and over again, and I hope we shall do it again when God's time comes in this war. September 7. How many people have been moved by the affliction of these air raids? September 8. National Day of Prayer. Churchill called for it. Our country has only the outward form of religion, neither cold nor hot, like the church in Laodicea. May God bring the nation back. Our one cause for praise is that the enemy has not been able to invade our country. At the midday service, just as Mr. Howells began to speak, the Nazi planes passed overhead. The guns in the field below crashed out and the siren sounded, but he went on with his message and the congregation was held spellbound. It was at this moment that the burden of prayer for protection and the questionings of the past few days changed into praise and certainty. Full assurance of victory was given, and it rings out in Reese Howell's words, "What victory? Those who are in the Spirit see it as victory, because he is found believing in us. What joy, what praise. God would probably not give faith for victory in the war until personal victory was first gained." The all clear sounded as the service finished. They sang in closing, "Death is vanquished. Tell it with joy, ye faithful." In the afternoon meeting of the same day, he said, "I could now put it into print that no devil can touch anyone here. There's no need to pray anymore. When you believe, you finish with prayer. We have never been in such victory before, carrying on exactly as if there were no war. How could we get victory for the world unless we had first believed it for ourselves? You can't trust in anything except believing prayer. How the Holy Ghost came down and this morning in the communion service and told us of this victory." You see, he had assured him of it. Right. You pray and you believe until you get it through.
He'll show you things to
yes,
come.
September 9. The Holy Ghost has found faith equal to what he wants to do. September 10. What if millions of prayers went up on the day of prayer and no one had believed? After the victory of Sunday, there's great liberty to pray that God will really deal with the devil and the Nazis and put an end to this wicked system. Our prayer for London is that God will turn the tide now and save life. No doubt the enemy is pouring scorn on last Sunday's National Day of Prayer. Bless the Lord. Mr. Churchill, in his war memoirs, gives September 15 as the culminating date in that battle of the air. He tells how he visited the operations room of the RAF that day and watched as the enemy squadrons poured over and his own countrymen went up to meet them. The moment came when he finally asked the air marshal, "What other reserves have we?" "There are none," he answered, and reported afterwards how grave Mr. Churchill had looked. "And well I might," added the Prime Minister. Then another 5 minutes passed, and it appeared that the enemy were going home. The shifting of the discs on the table showed a continuous eastward movement of the German bombers and fighters. No new attack appeared. In another 10 minutes, the action was ended. There seemed no reason why the Luftwaffe should have turned for home just at the moment when victory was in their grasp. But we know why. After the war, Air Chief Marshal Lord Dowding, Commander-in-Chief of Fighter Command in the Battle of Britain, made this revealing observation. "Even during the battle, one realized from day to day how much external support was coming in. At the end of the battle, one had the sort of feeling that there had been some special divine intervention to alter some sequence of events which would otherwise have occurred. God save them in the Battle of Britain." Praise the Lord! Come to Prayer Mountain. Joe Jordan and Ron Smith in the Prayer School, Holy Ghost Prayer School, June 7 through 10, Tuesday through Friday. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to find out how you can join in with these saints of God trained up by the good ones to move in the power of the Holy Ghost. We've been talking about power and prayer. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley saying, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Find a good shalom. Church.